Hey, yo, you ready?
Well, we've got an especially dirty hippie here down on the court trying to sink an impossible shot.
This is human drama at its best. Just focusing, taking a moment to concentrate. That's okay. Concentrate all you want.
Let's do it.
Coach,
yellow.
It's been a while. It's been too long.
We're back, Jack. We are back, Jack. Yeah. What a feeling to be back in the podcast studio. All three of us, producer Paul, also in the building.
Hello.
Wow. It has been a while. Like we said, we were talking about it off air. Our busyness, quote unquote, continued a little bit longer than we thought into the fall. But the boys have figured it out. We've gotten into the room and here we are.
It was like Christmas Eve for myself.
It was. It definitely was. I was thinking about it all day. I'm like, what are we going to be talking about? Because for those who don't know, you probably should at this point, but I don't let Brendan tell me what the topics are that we're going to actually talk. We have a growing like notes app list of things
welcome.
We do want to talk about, and Brendan contributes
97%
anywhere from 98 to 99% of it. I throw my 2 cents in every once in a while, and producer Paul will add a topic, but I don't let Brendan tell me what we're going to talk about because I want everything to be genuine.
Yeah, and you wouldn't understand it anyways.
No, a lot of it is jibber jabber in terms of him just like writing something down quickly.
Stream of consciousness.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And he's just something that will trigger something in his mind so he remembers it.
Yeah. So I'm going to be honest with you guys. I've been listening to old episodes of our podcast for the last month, randomly.
I listened to the no tooth, no problem episode in my car, and I was weeping. I was crying laughing about it just continuously popping out of your mouth.
Taylor rips me apart lately because she'll be like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, oh, I'm just listening to an old episode. She's like, of what? I'm like, oh, it's just story. The story will be something I told.
Yeah, the Will Hour School.
So I'm just literally laughing at stories that I told. It's kind of embarrassing, but at the same time, it made me realize that we're not bad at it.
No, we're not bad at it, and we're happy to be back, and I hope you guys are happy to have us back. It's fun to be sitting back in here, talking into the mic. Again, they didn't allow me to have wand in hand because producer Paul's here, so he rules the room here.
Producer Paul, huh?
Well, in terms of him, you know, he's always like, oh,
no, I get
he's
that.
Got the headphones on.
That's fine. First episode back, it's like a clean slate. We'll give him back his name.
Yeah, yeah, all right, good point. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're right. Good point. Yeah.
So there's been a lot that's happened since we jumped off here, one of which was Coach Sheehan got married for the second time.
Second time, same woman. You don't hear about that all too often. But second time to the same woman. We had our issues in between, but we made it work the second time around. Had a nice little party. Coach Carter was there. I had a great time, obviously.
I had a great time as well.
I mean,
I don't know why you're smirking over there. Like,
well, because I can only imagine what you're gonna say.
I think I missed a great time.
Oh shit!
Jeez. I was at another wedding.
Now that Paul brought up the elephant in the room,
fill the people in.
I can't believe Paul didn't get an invite.
Now, here's what I have to say about that. Paul and I were friends 2 years ago, right, when we were initially making this list.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we were as close as we are now, and I think you'd agree with that.
Correct.
But you and I were close because we were coaching together doing the whole thing, so you were on the list. Unfortunately, we didn't redo the list. The list remained the same. There are a few people who I'm much closer to now,
yeah,
all over 2020 and everything. Didn't make the list.
No, listen.
You should be happy you were still on the list.
I am, but I just, you brought it up and I just felt like this was a good opportunity to just make things awkward. Speaking of awkward, okay, I know, first off, the wedding was great.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Beautiful ceremony.
Oh, gorgeous.
I thought it was beautiful. Yeah.
Gorgeous. The first thing that happens when I walk into the wedding is I got to meet Coach Sheehan's mom for the first time.
Yeah, she's batshit crazy. Yeah.
First off, you guys look bananas. Identical.
Identical. Yep.
Identical.
Yes.
So with a mask on, toss her hair in a bun.
Mm-hmm. Same person.
Same person.
You throw her in a ball cap and a little facial hair. That's her. That's me. You're looking at me.
She just comes up to me and just points directly in my face and says, podcast guy.
She wasn't the only one that did. Everyone, this is, I guess, a great thing. Before Brendan got there, we're saying, oh, beautiful ceremony, gorgeous. We didn't actually have a ceremony. We just went right into the party part of it. And Kim and I had finished photos, and I walk up, and everyone's asking me, hey, is your podcast partner going to be here? Hey, is your buddy from the podcast going to be here? Hey, is Brendan going to be here? And I'm like, yeah, he's going to be here. If you have any questions, he'll be here. Yeah, I mean, you were.
It sounds like he was late.
Brendan and Taylor are like to be fashionably late. I would say. Is that not accurate? You're a punctual person. You're a punctual person. But I feel like at an event like that, now I will say this: there was no stated time of like, you know, be here by this time. It was a pretty open time frame. So like he was not like late by any means.
I felt so cool at this wedding the whole time. So many people came up to me giving me compliments about the podcast. Taylor was so bullshit. Every time I was out, hey, this is so-and-so, just meeting them for the first time as well. This is my fiance, Taylor. Oh, Brendan, how do you know them? Oh, they listen to the podcast.
It was kind of crazy.
She wanted to walk away from every conversation.
It was kind of crazy. And again, my mom, who I don't even know if I had said hi to yet, went right up to Brendan and said, podcast. Mm.
No podcast guy.
And then I think we have to bring up my neighbor Brad and what my neighbor Brad did. So my neighbor Brad is a very extremely loyal. Shout out to you, Brad. You're the best. Very loyal listener. Lives down in Florida now. We grew up one house over from each other in the neighborhood. So we've been friends for, you know, 20 years now. So Brad always listens to every. He's actually gotten a shout out on this podcast before. But I will let Brendan kind of continue the story here. But Brad did something unbelievable at our wedding. That I thought was, I mean, just absolutely hysterical and makes you realize that people actually do listen to this friggin' podcast.
Well, yeah. So Ryan tells me the moment I get to the wedding, the cocktail hour, Ryan's like, have you seen my neighbor yet? And I was like, no. He's like, oh, he's got a gift for you. You're going to love it. No idea what it is. I'm hoping it's money. And he finally comes up to me during the reception. Comes up to me with this little flashlight, and I knew immediately what it was, but I still had to open it to confirm that there was those delicious things inside of it.
Yeah.
Lo and behold,
a flashlight full of Skittles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brad had this, again, mind you, he's from Florida, flew up for the wedding. He had been thinking about this flashlight filled with Skittles for a few days now, or, you know, prior to the wedding. And his dad was in on it. His dad and mom came up to me. They're like, can you believe what Brad has this flashlight filled with Skittles for your buddy Brendan to the podcast? I said, no, I don't believe it. He's just carrying. Brad was shaking like a maraca the entire cocktail hour before Brendan got there because he had it sitting in his suit jacket pocket, you know, that inner pocket, just sitting in there. And then Brendan gets there.
Cigars and then flashlight.
No, it was literally just a flashlight. It was just a flashlight, and he goes up to Brendan and starts shaking it.
Yeah,
and Brendan ate all of them.
I'll be honest as to what ended up happening to that flashlight. So a couple of things happened this wedding. First off, I don't know if everybody remembers, but in season one, we had a conversation where Coach said he was a pretty good dancer. And he also confirmed that he's the king of shout.
That's correct.
Yeah. So I will confirm one of the two. I will confirm he is the king of shout.
And that's not a debate. That's not debatable.
So
that's not debatable. For those who haven't seen the photos, go to my Twitter at RPG. And Brendan also got a video on our podcast Twitter at Life and B-Ball. I am the king of shout. Now, this is why I was laughing prior to this topic being brought up, because I knew you were going to say this. I will openly admit this. Brendan is a better dancer than I am. I will say this, though. I think I'm better than most. I'll let you continue on that.
No, I mean,
Brendan, I couldn't believe some of the moves I saw from Coach Carter. I couldn't believe, it looked like, I don't even know what to say. I couldn't believe it. Phenomenal.
I appreciate that.
Phenomenal.
Exceptional. I've seen it first.
Exceptional. It's exceptional. And
yeah, Paul and I lived together. There was quite a few dance offs in the kitchen.
So you know, everyone's dancing on dance floor. We had a big, you know, relatively good crowd on the dance floor, and you know, like everyone's shoes are, you know, people spill drinks, but everyone's shoes are kind of like starting to stick a little bit on the hardwood floor. Brendan looked like he had just had socks on. He was moonwalking. He looked like Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I always need a compliment every once in a while. This is probably the only one I'm going to get this season, but I'm going to take it.
Always take it. And you officially saying I'm the king of shout.
That was nice too.
Really, really made
it. Look at us.
I do. Look at us. How far we've come.
Hey, who would have thought?
Because I will say this, I am the king of shout. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And you are a better dancer than me. Now, I may have stretched the truth a bit saying I was a pretty good dancer. I don't think I'm horrible, though.
Nope. No, not horrible. There's a fine line.
I agree.
It's like between horrible and terrible, and it's like right in between those.
I'd find myself on the more terrible side, though.
No, you're not. And honestly, it was hard to judge based off of the songs at that time.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true as well.
There was I couldn't really tell. But that's true. I mean,
yeah, I would say we didn't play a ton of like dance songs.
No, the songs were great.
It was like, it was a lot of high energy songs where you're not necessarily like breaking down into a dance move.
Speaking of which, if you need to cut this out after, because I don't want you to lose friendships, but speaking of breaking things and breaking things down, your best man.
Yeah. Oh, Tommy. Amazing. So, my best friend Tommy was also my best man. He gave an unbelievable speech, really, really funny. It was essentially just a roast of me, which is perfectly fine. I was hoping it was that way. A lot of people were laughing. It was great. So I ended up going upstairs. I ended up doing a little wardrobe change. I changed out of my suit into some like khaki pants and a Hawaiian shirt, of course. And like Kimberly had changed out of her wedding dress into like a different dress. So we were upstairs. And meanwhile, the music starts at this point. So we're past all the cake, you know, dances with your parents, etc. And I come back downstairs and my buddy Tommy is gone. My best man, he's just gone. We're probably, I don't know, 2 hours into the wedding, maybe, you know, past the cocktail hour, probably another hour, 3 hours in, and he's gone. And my mom comes up to me and goes, "Hey, Tommy had to leave." I'm like, all right, you know, he has a three-month-old, 2-month-old. So, you know, God forbid nothing happened to her, thankfully. But I was like, okay, you know, it must have been something. His daughter's name is Gigi. Oh, it must have been something with Gigi. Nope. So he starts dancing with my mom. And there's photo evidence of this. And he rips his suit pants from button to belt loop in the back. Gone. Gone. All you can see is his underwear. Taylor will not be fixing this anytime soon. He texted me the next morning and said, "Suit is trashed. R.I.P.
Some chaps now.
Yeah, literally, they were chaps. They became assless chaps. And that was that. He was donezo. And there's photo evidence of the dance with my mom. The photographer captured the photo just prior to his pants becoming assless chaps. So yeah, it was a great time. I'm glad everyone had fun. Everyone seemed to like the food, which, you know, every which, wedding that I have? So we had spare rib, yeah, and chicken were the two choices, and the spare rib was unbelievable. I cleaned the plate. What did you get? What did you order?
I got chicken. Everyone else got beef at my table. It was fucking bullshit.
Yeah, that was...
Hey.
You ordered. We didn't just randomly give
I know. Meals. I think when I ordered that, I was probably having a tough time at home.
Sure. Yeah, you were thinking like, meh. Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'll just get this grilled chicken or whatever the fucking was.
Yeah.
Hey, is it a thing that you can't get shots at a wedding?
Oh, so our venue specifically didn't allow it.
A lot of places
are starting to do that now because they just don't want to deal with the aftermath of someone who does tension.
Tequila shots start getting passed out 15
Right.
Hey, I got shot down.
Yeah, so our venue specifically did not allow that. Mm. And I think most venues are kind of trending that way because they just don't feel like dealing, again, with the aftermath of someone taking 10 shots and then, you know, collapsing on the floor.
You get a shot and a beer seven times and
your
face down. And
right, you're in the bathroom. Right, so most venues aren't allowing that now. Ours specifically didn't. That being said, my father-in-law had a workaround with it. He's like, he would just ask for one shot of tequila on ice.
Mm.
And he would just come up to me and I would just drink that, which was awful. But yeah, specifically our venue did not allow. So I don't know if that's a wedding thing, but our venue at least didn't allow it.
But to Coach's point, it was a fun wedding.
I'm glad you had fun.
Taylor was the DD that night. So we got some late night grub over at Wendy's on the way home.
Always a good stop.
Yep. Except at the very end of the night when we're pulling into the driveway, little mishap.
Spilled little fries. Mishap.
The meal turned into large Coke with a side of Volkswagen. Just
inside or outside?
Inside.
Ugh.
Yep. Didn't like realize how bad it was till the next day.
Well, of course, yeah. You're just like, I'll deal. That's future Brendan issue.
So
that's a future Brendan issue. Yeah, at that point, yeah.
So I'm going to get breakfast the next day.
Yeah.
And I throw my keys and my wallet inside the little area where
the center console there.
And it just every time I took a turn, it was just like waves.
It was waves
of Coke inside of my car.
And so he's saying Coca-Cola, folks.
Yes.
Just to be clear.
Yes.
Just to be clear. They were not. Yeah, there were just mountain and waves of Coke in his front seat. Just to be clear.
It was, but in all serious. No, it was a good time. And you went to Hawaii.
Went to Hawaii.
Oh, God.
As good as advertised.
Hawaiian shirts?
Yeah. So I, obviously, as everyone knows, my only thing hanging in my closet are I have a few suits and a bunch of Hawaiian shirts. I packed every single one. We went for 10 days. I had 10 Hawaiian shirts. I had like 10 or 11 Hawaiian shirts that I brought with me. Wore them all. Got compliments on a few. Didn't actually buy a Hawaiian shirt there, though, which I regret pretty heavily because it's like you want a Hawaiian shirt that's actually from Hawaii. Didn't buy one. But yeah, Hawaii is as good as advertised. There's really not much more I have to say about that. We went to Maui. We were there for 10 days. Food was great. You know, the beach was awesome. Water was great. When it rains there, it rains and it like sprinkles on you like a mist that you need because it's 85 degrees out. You're like, man, it's hot out. And when it rains, it's just like a nice mist. You're like, wow, I'm glad it rained. And let me tell you something. The worst part about it is the travel. 12 hours on a plane. Yeah, you know, we're all bigger gentlemen here.
12 hours there.
12 hours there, 12 hours back as well. Yeah, same time coming back as well.
Fucking wise ass. I thought you were saying 12 hours in total.
No, I'm sorry. 24 hours total.
Yeah.
But 12 hours there, 12 hours back. 12 hours back. And if anyone, you know, if you're planning on going to Hawaii, you know, Brett, maybe you guys are looking into it. I would suggest highly fly out to LA, fly out to, you know, San Diego, San Francisco, California, and do a day or two there. Break it up a little bit. Get yourself used to the kind of the time change because that's also brutal. And then fly out because it's another 5.5-6 hours from California to Hawaii. Hawaii might as well be Japan. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's kind of wild that it's a part of
I'm dying to go. I remember when you were, because we were still talking while you were in Hawaii. It's important that we still communicate on a daily basis.
Oh yeah, we chat every day.
So I would call you about important things.
That's right.
Like when kids would aggravate me.
That's right. We were chatting. Like, there was actually one time I was on the beach. We were just chit chatting.
Yeah, I know you were telling me you were eating everything in sight while you were there, mm-hmm. which is obviously what you're supposed to do.
Sure. Yep.
How was it when you got back?
I weighed myself just before I left because I wanted to do this experiment. And I weighed myself when I got back. I was like plus 10 to 12 pounds, which all things considered, I was actually pretty happy
with.
That's
pretty good.
I was expecting 15 plus. Mm. Just based off of, because I was literally like, I was just like every meal. I was just appetizer, meal, dessert. Didn't matter. Like I was doing it. I had probably 35 plus Mai Tais on the trip.
10 days, that's pretty conservative.
You know,
three and a half.
Mai Tai Rye. I haven't posted about it yet, but I will be posting some rankings there. I mean, some of the Mai Tais I had were, I couldn't believe how good they were.
So you came back from your wedding and you were probably like, okay, like I don't fit into sweatpants anymore. So I'm going to.
So I didn't actually say that. For sure. Yeah.
Putting words in my mouth.
I'm having that same difficult time because we've talked about it before. Diet starts Monday.
Every Monday.
Monday, mm-hmm. excuse me, it restarts for me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because Friday, Thursday through Sunday is just a
Here's why. I figured it out. Is because there's a national day for every fucking food that tastes good every day.
That's correct.
Every day.
Every single day.
So start the diet Monday. Come Tuesday, it's National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
The only day that doesn't a national day? Monday. But you know what it is? Like Dunkin' Donuts is like, oh, Patriots won, free donut.
How
what
does
am
that
I supposed
like
to not take the free donut, folks?
They just gave it to me. I didn't ask for it.
Yeah. Who decides? Nice stick. Like, honest to God, like, who decides that? Because I swear on my life, it's been like National Pizza Day. Then there was
BuzzFeed.
National Cheeseburger Day was recently.
Yeah, this didn't exist.
Taco Day.
This didn't exist when we grew up.
Like ice cream, cookies.
I think it's like BuzzFeed. Like some of these like websites are just
but
like,
but here's the problem. Is
National
that,
whatever day.
Going back to social media, is that if it's a national something day, you can't go on social media. If you're trying to be good about your diet, because you're
can't
just going to, because I mean, at this point in my life, I don't know if it's because I stayed on an advertisement for like more than 5 seconds, but all of my advertisements are people breaking open cookies.
Oh.
And candy. So
speaking of that, shout out my sister starting a cookie company like that.
Get out of here.
So not good for me. Like I mentioned earlier today to you guys in our little text thread, I've eaten so many it's called Smash Cookies. At Smash Cookies on Instagram, little plug for her.
So she's starting Smash
Cookies?
Yeah,
so little plug for her. They're very good, but I've had like 40.
I probably won't plug it until she starts paying for advertisements on this
fine.
Podcast, but
that's fine.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm super excited for it. They're good cookies, but I've had like 100 of them.
You'll see an invoice soon.
Oh, we'll definitely send her an invoice.
Yep. That's awesome.
Yeah, but issues.
Yeah.
Issues for the old ball coach. Now, I will say this. We're in different boats right now because I'm post-wedding and reception.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living life, baby. Yeah. Hey, Kimberly, this is what you get. You get what you get.
Yeah.
You know, God bless.
Yeah.
You know, but for you, you're getting into the wedding.
I know.
Now, you know, you want to do your thing. For me, I'm rocking and rolling.
You know, it's impossible, dude.
It's hard.
Every day.
I've never been a huge diet guy. I've only had to diet really like once in my life to lose weight, and that was for Pop Warner football. I was in seventh or eighth grade. I had to lose 18 pounds so I could finally play with kids my own age.
18 pounds?
I always had to play two grades up, coach.
Wow, what a moose.
Moose. Wasn't any good. Soft as shit. But, you know, wanted to play with kids my own age.
Yeah.
For the first time. Lost 18 pounds.
Sorry.
I did it.
Speaking of which, got to get back to this after. I had a 1% chance of winning my fantasy football match last night, and I won. 1% chance at halftime of the Monday night football game.
Who did you have? Who?
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
I need, so ready for this? Sorry. I had to say this.
No, we have
kind
to talk
of amazing.
About this. This is fine. Diets aside, we need to talk about this because we're all fantasy football people here. That's outrageous.
Shout out to my guy, Jamie Dayhill.
I lost to Paulie Wano's friggin' dad this week.
So this is how it went, right? It's a PPR league. I had like 170 something points final score, right? At one point, it said that he had a 1% chance of winning based off of me just going banana land. And he had like Kyler Murray, Hopkins, a few other guys that just weren't producing.
Yep.
The last 5 minutes of all those games, he had Hunt, Hopkins, Kyler Murray. They all just went nuts.
Bananas. Yep.
So now it went from 99 to 1. It was like 50-50. So I needed, he had nobody going for the rest of the weekend. I had Lamar Jackson that needed to score 28 in order to just tie. So 29 to win. He had 7 points at halftime.
Yep.
And it was a 99 to 1% chance of
winning. And
with 53.
Yeah. I think he was, I saw the stats, he was like 27 of 34, over 400 yards and 5 TDs.
That's nuts.
Nuts.
Sorry, nuts. I had to say that.
No, that's fine. Again, I'm in a league with my dad, Paul's dad, and a few of their buddies and guys that I've known for a long time, referees. I was playing Paul's dad. I had George Kittle in the lineup. And, you know, he, right before game time, nope, he's on the IR. Not only is he not playing today, he's not playing the rest of the season. Great. So I get a 0 from him. I go into Monday night. I'm down 6. I have the Baltimore defense. Felt good about the Baltimore defense against the Colts. One, because Carson Wentz has not one sprained ankle, 2 sprained ankles. And for any basketball people out there, you know how difficult it is to run on 1 sprained ankle. Never mind 2, you might as well be in a wheelchair.
Right.
Not only do they score 30 some odd points and I lose, Baltimore defense puts up 0 against a quarterback who has 2 sprained ankles. And I have a really good team.
Yeah.
Dog shit. I'm like 2-3 now. Might as well, you know. I say this every year, I'm going to stop doing fantasy. I just light money on fire.
Oh, I love it.
With fantasy.
I love it so much.
I just like, in my neighborhood league.
Slowly getting out of my
league. In my neighborhood league, my buddy Brad's in this league. My other neighbors who were at the wedding, who I'm sure you met. I'm 0-4. I had the number one pick. I'm 0-4. You know who the number one pick is? Christian McCaffrey. Hasn't played a game.
0-4. You should be 0-5 maybe.
Sure.
I'm 4-1.
Even worse.
Yeah.
0-5. I light money. You could just see it.
Yeah.
Just trickles away. $100 bills.
I have to apologize because I know that I trailed off there, but I had to say that. And I know we were talking about the diet. I know we were talking about the national every day.
No one
has
wants
a national
to hear about the diets.
But the national food days, I think that needs to stop.
It's a lot. It is a lot. And I don't know where they came from.
I don't know who decides that shit.
Right. I don't know where they came from because that wasn't a thing.
And I feel like and that's the problem is
big taco, big pizza. They're just trying to get you.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what it is.
So good.
Big taco, big pizza companies. Yeah. Taco Bell, Domino's,
Chipotle
trying to get us. And I love it.
It works every time.
I love their food.
Yeah, the diet. Yeah, we don't have to talk about the diet. Although
wish you the best of luck with your diet leading into
Coach McCabe came by yesterday and he brought over snacks from
my friend brought you a flashlight full of Skittles.
Yeah,
I can't imagine
it's,
how the diet
it's impossible. Going. He brought over snacks from CVS. Impossible. Speaking of which, why do you need to have a warrant to buy anything from CVS now? anything I go to, they have fucking shampoo locked up now.
Oh, I thought you were talking about specifically the razors.
You know what I'm talking about?
Because the
you know what I'm talking about?
Because the razors.
Every time I go
you need a state trooper to come in and unlock the razors for you.
No, now it's I swear to God, everything is locked up.
Well, and then
everything. I asked the guy last time I was there. I was like, "Hey, can I just ask you a serious question?" I'm like, "Why is there body wash locked up? I had to go find you to open this thing up."
Yeah.
He's like, "Yeah, people like tend to." I was like, "Yeah, well,
drinking it now?"
I'm like, "Come on, man." I'm like, "You're going to have to lock up this whole store at a certain point." Like,
right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just close down.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and then never mind the receipt you get.
Yeah.
It's like a sale on a ship.
Yeah.
You can save money there.
You can say, yeah, I mean, honestly, the amount of paper that they're using. Like, people are always, like, worried about the environment. Call CVS.
Yeah.
Number one culprit.
Yeah, they're number one culprit. They're talking about an issue.
Ink and paper?
Paper? Talk about an issue.
Now that you guys are married, do you have a Do you have a joint Instagram account yet?
No. Well, I guess Amelia's Instagram account, but other than that, no. Do you have? Do you and Taylor have one?
Fuck out of here. No. No. I saw
B&T Carter 21.
I saw someone with a joint Instagram account the other day.
This is someone we both know?
See, here's my thing about this.
It's not Paul.
No, no, no. I don't know.
All right, I was just checking.
I'm going to explain. I don't know who this person is. I'm going to explain why.
Oh, you don't know them.
Okay. I'm hoping we don't lose followers because of what I'm about to say. So during our little off season, we haven't posted from our Instagram account since the last episode.
No.
But at the same time, I was like, all right, let's get more people to know who we are.
Right.
So I started going on.
Oh, yes. We've chatted about this. Yes.
I went on all three of our personal accounts from Life and a Little Basketball.
Right.
And I was following basically everybody I could for them to know who we are.
Right.
And then I would go back after a while to see if they would follow us back or whatever. And if they didn't, I would.
See you later.
Yeah. I would rescind that request.
Yeah, of course.
So
this ain't a one way street, baby.
No.
Until we make it a one way street, until we turn.
And I'm gonna be honest with you too. Like even if I did follow them and they did follow back, if I felt like they weren't actually listening to our podcast,
immediate unfollow.
It was close. It was pretty close to immediate.
Yeah, has to be.
But I think it's there's the ratio, somebody in our friend group. It's not mine, so it's one of yours, I think. That has a joint Instagram account and that we're following right now on Life and a Little Basketball.
Well, now I need to go look. I would be astonished if it was one of my friends.
I'm telling you right now, I saw it. I immediately
As both Paul and I pick up our phones.
You guys aren't going to be able to find it this quickly. But I saw it and it made me think. Like, so for instance, right?
They're following us or we're following them?
I don't know. All I know is it showed up. It showed up on Life and a Little Basketball. And I don't know when it showed up. Guys, we're wasting time here. You're not going to find it.
No, yeah, it'll take too long.
So here's the thing, too. I said this to Taylor after. I want to get our follow count up. I want people to obviously get some new listeners in here. I was like, I didn't really think about this, though. I was like, I could have easily have followed some ex-girlfriends from Coach Sheehan or Coach Donahue or some ex-flings or people that maybe they don't communicate with anymore.
Yeah, because I'm not a vengeful guy. Like all that my ex-girlfriends, no, but I still follow them.
But I was about that. I was like, oh, shit, that probably wasn't a spy.
And I wonder if they listen. Hey, shout out.
Because think about
I won't call you out by name, but you know who you are.
When you go on our account, up until people listening at this very second, they don't know who's following them. So it could have been you following. Right. So yeah, they go on Life and Little Basketball.
To it, and they're going to assume it's me reaching out and clicking follow.
That's exactly right.
I had no intention of making contact with you. And Brendan's just going through. Happy fingers.
Yeah.
I'm laying down the other night, and I'm like, oh my God, what if this like poor girl's like sitting there in her room being like, oh my God, I thought Ryan just got married. Why is you following me right now? Do you still have feelings?
What a sicko. Yeah. What an asshole.
He's in Hawaii right now. He's following me on Instagram.
What an asshole.
Yeah. So I apologize if anything comes to that.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. We'll figure.
It was Brendan, everyone.
Yeah, everyone. It was Brendan, again, let's make this clear. I think we've made it clear on prior episodes.
He does all
Brendan Brendan does everything. I just, I'm here to make a few jokes and make Brendan's life hell when he's editing. But Brendan does the editing. Brendan runs the social media. Brendan sets up the top again, like we said, a lot of the topics. So any and all criticism should go to him.
That's bullshit.
Thank you.
Criticism. That's rude. So it's Tuesday night, the week of the beginning of Division III college basketball. So by the time this episode gets aired, it should be Friday, October 15th.
Yeah, if not the day before, again, Brendan does all the editing and everything else. So whenever Brendan gets this out, it'll likely be Friday, which is great because I think a lot of our listeners are D3 coaches. So maybe we should get out the day before so we have more listeners.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because otherwise, maybe this won't get too many listens. But
yeah,
always an interesting day. You and I were talking about this earlier today, like, both of us having been college coaches, like October 15th is a day of realizing, like telling your family and your friends, I'll see you in April.
Yep.
I'll see you in April. It's been, hey, I'll tell you what, the summer was a blast. I'll see you in April.
The summer was a blast. The month of July was non-existent, but I'll see you in April.
Yeah. August was fun. I'll see you in April.
Yep.
That's pretty much how that goes.
Yeah.
And it's, and it, and never mind on the 15th, it pretty much starts like the last week of September or the middle of September, because you're, you know, there's like, you're working up into the
right
season. You're getting everything prepared. Hey, let's make sure we have our practice plans correct with the system we're going to run, et cetera. But, you know, it's always, that was always an exciting day. I remember like playing wise, you know, you and I also played. It was one of those things like, it was like, there was a lot of anxiety, because I know at Nichols, we would wake, so, you know, come Friday morning, we would be up at 4 a.m. on the track, timed mile. As a team, we had to run it in under sub five as a team. Sub 5 minutes as a team.
So well, what did you do?
I ran, so I was in, obviously, you know, I was in unbelievable shape then. I ran a, I ran like a 4:50 mile at 4 a.m. You know, it's 20 degrees out.
I don't know if I believe anything after you tell me you're a good dancer.
This is not a lie. There, if there's one thing, that's, and that's fair. Again, I may have stretched the truth on that.
4:50.
King of Shout, though. I wasn't kidding on that. I ran like a 4:50. Yeah, it was like, it was sub, I ran sub five.
Okay.
Yeah. But again, like, you're just running balls to the wall because you're just like, I need to get this done with.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we're out. It's like,
the only thing I remember about October 15th was that on October 16th, I was like, wait. When's our first game?
When's our first game? And I, why does my body feel like,
wait,
this?
You're telling me that we don't play a physical game until
a month from now? Wait a minute. My legs are going to feel like this for 30 straight days?
Yeah, that's tough.
Wait a minute. Our coach doesn't have basketballs in the gym again? Wait a minute. We're just going to keep running?
The reason why I bring this up is because last year was a wash, right? Last year was
right.
A wash.
Right.
So now the kids that I coached are all experiencing the college environment and college basketball.
A true preseason, and then they'll...
Some of them for the first time, some of them for the second or third time. But right. for some that I say it was the second or third time, some of these kids are like getting off-campus houses for the first time.
Oh, that type of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, after your freshman, you know, you always live in the freshman dorm. You meet some more people. You live with the basketball players, or you don't. I didn't live with basketball players, so you meet some new people.
We had a mix.
Yeah,
it was me and Rico were the basketball players, and then there was two football players.
Yeah, so that's a nice mix because you're in different seasons.
I ever tell you how I got my apartment?
No. So this is fun because obviously you went to Framingham State. I lived just down the street from the school when I was working at WPI. Where did you actually live?
The street name was called Old Connecticut Path, OCP.
I know exactly where that is. Yes, yeah.
But we were looking for an apartment, and I didn't want, like, you know how the certain schools, like, they have, like, designated, like, houses?
Yeah, it's like,
not through the school.
It's off-campus housing, but not really. Like, the school knows it's all, they're there.
Right.
Their public, like, safety patrols it.
Yeah.
The whole thing, yeah.
So I didn't want something like that. Because most of those houses have just been trashed over the years.
Trashed.
You know what I mean?
Trashed.
And I wanted to have a place that I felt like, all right, if we have a party,
we'll trash it.
Right.
We'll be the ones doing the trashing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I found this place, once again, took the wheel, found this place.
Team guy.
That ended up being OCP. And they were very strict and adamant about not renting to college students. And I said, perfect. I'm not.
Yeah. I love that. What grade were you in at this point?
I was a junior.
Love that. So you had you weren't just like a senior, like, oh, last one. Nope. 2 years left.
Yep. Two. Okay. Two full years. So I called. So at the summer before, I was interning at JP Morgan in New York.
Right, Kansas. Yeah, we've chatted about this.
And I called up my guy that I work for in JP Morgan, and I was like, hey, listen, I'm looking for this place in Framingham. I was like, do you mind if I say I work for JP Morgan full time? I was like, cause
that's the only way they're going to let me.
Yeah, they're not going to rent to college students.
Yeah.
Of course, he was like, yeah, I don't give a shit. No problem.
Team
He's
guy. Like,
toss my name down.
You ever connect with him?
I haven't talked to him in a while, yeah. But I'm definitely going to send him this link to the podcast.
Team guy, obviously.
So he's like, yeah, do whatever you need to do. Send him my cell, whatever. I'm like, perfect. So I show up to the showing of this place.
Yeah. Suit and tie.
Suit and tie. Suit and tie. No briefcase.
Briefcase would have been amazing. It's
no
all
briefcase.
There.
No briefcase.
The money's there.
So no briefcase. But this guy was so impressed by my outfit that, like, on the spot, he was just like, so when do you want this place? And I told, so it was a deal. It was like a four-bedroom place.
Nice
spot. Right? And he's asking me if I have a family and stuff. I'm like, I don't know how old I am at this point. I'm like 20, 21 maybe.
Yeah.
Haven't gone through puberty yet still.
Yes.
He's asking me if I have kids and a family. I'm like, no.
Yeah, two kids, a dog.
He's like, so, you know, it's a four bedroom. You need all this space. I was like, yeah, you know what? There's going to be a couple other people in here with me that I work with, blah, blah, blah. I was like, so I had to, like,
little does because
now
know,
I'm thinking about it. I'm like, all right, I don't want to screw myself over.
Right.
I'm like, there's going to be people walking.
Yeah,
in
you don't
want to
catch
this.
Yourself.
So yeah. I'm like, yeah, one of them works for the school. One of them is actually a basketball coach. So
Wow. Because they're going to be wearing the Framingham State gear.
Right. So I had it all mapped out.
Yeah.
So we get the place.
Obviously.
I walk in to move in my stuff first day, and he's there. He's there to greet me. His shirt's tucked into his boxers.
Yeah,
he's ready to go,
yeah,
this guy.
Like, this guy's for real. That's moving in. This guy moving in here is for real.
Yeah. So, long story short, he ended up figuring it out like a month in. So he would come by to like rake leaves or whatever, and I'm going to and from with like a book bag and like Framingham State jumpsuit on for an away game.
There's a kid.
He's like, hey,
there's a kid asleep in the lawn. Like, yeah, the
whole
thing.
What happened to JP Morgan?
Yeah. So, but no, that's how it happened. I mean, that was a great house. We were like the party house that year too.
That guy must have been psyched.
Well, he got, after you sign a lease, it's like, what can you do?
It's
really hard to kick somebody out as a tenant.
Yeah. Especially if, like, you know, if you're not being ridiculous, like, well, you know.
What do they call that? The homecoming. So homecoming's like the first.
Always an unbelievable weekend.
And homecoming's in what? That's like
October. Early October, typically. Usually Columbus Day weekend.
So
for a lot of places.
We threw the homecoming party at our place and whenever that was. And my roommate was a football player. He just happened to be like the stud receiver on the team. He had like fucking five touchdowns that game, like shattered a school record. And we were talking about, like, Rico was like the mature one of the group. He was like,
to this day,
like, we're not having a party. We're not doing anything. I was like, absolutely, I agree with you. And then the moment he had five touchdowns, my buddy was like, we're throwing
150 people showed up behind him.
150. No, dude, you couldn't even see the floor in my place. And then
for a year.
And then the whole, like, I want to say, it felt like the entire school was at our house. And like, we were in a neighborhood. Like, I think back of it now and I'm like, man, like, I would have hated me.
Hated it.
Oh.
I have to ask you this, knowing that you like things being clean, you know, you like things being organized. How did that go the next day? Or never mind the next day. It sounds like that might have taken a month to organize the rest of
the
house.
To be honest with you. When you
was
live,
the floor
when
just
you live,
black?
So, I don't remember what the floor looked like. I just remember
couldn't
that my room was always immaculate. My room looked like similar to this room.
Yeah,
like it
Peloton,
was.
Podcast
it was a
Peloton podcast.
Beautiful
equipment,
pictures on the wall.
Weights.
A co-host.
Nice frame.
A producer.
Yeah. Nice frames, etc.
Yeah, it was always
chandelier.
That was always on point. Whatever else happened in the rest of the house. I mean, think about it. Like,
out of your hands.
You're designated to two areas when you have a college house. You got the living room and you have your bedroom. Because the kitchen is like, you're in there for a second. You're not eating
and that's
in the dining room.
And everyone's kind of using that. Same as the bathroom.
I probably ate dinner in my bed more times than I ate at the dinner table.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't have the same experience. Everything at Nichols, even to this day, is on campus. They're there was the hockey kids had an off-campus house. It was like 15, 20 minutes away. I was like, that's not worth it. But again,
I
the high, but
horse especially for him,
buggy and nickel.
Yeah.
Especially Ryan, he didn't get his, well, the, he didn't get his license still a month ago.
Well, nothing. You know, the hockey kids were 27.
Yes.
Like they were freshmen. They came in, they were 23 years old. So like they were just, they were adults. Like, oh, by yeah. the time they graduated, they were adults, you know? So like they were just like, yeah, I'm just going to live off campus. Like, but everything at Nichols is on campus. So I never had that off campus apartment living. We had a nice time. There's no doubt about that, but. Yeah, I never like had that like, you know, you just like go to somebody's house for the night or, you know, you have the house that everyone's coming to and then you just kick everybody out.
So I'm struggling right now because it's first episode back and I'm looking at this podcast list and it's so random. So random the things that I want to talk about and I don't even know how to talk about them.
To be clear, like when Brendan has I get, you know, like, I don't know. So we're on a shared, like I mentioned, shared notes app. So every time Brendan updates it, I get like a vibrate, like I'm getting a text. And it seems like my phone doesn't stop vibrating from usually from like 7 p.m. on. But Brendan will just, it'll just be a stream of consciousness when he says something. It'll just be like, you know, bar, food, etc. And it's like, wait, what? But the problem is at that moment, Brendan remembers what, he's like, man, oh my God, that'll be an amazing topic. Now that we're sitting here in the second week of October, he doesn't remember any of it.
You know what? It's not that. It's I have a lot of fun things that I want to talk about or things that bother me. And
more specifically,
and I just don't know how to bring them up organically. I just want to just talk about them all like right now. And I'm like, well, that'd be a long episode.
That'd be a hell of an episode.
But you know what? This is what it is. This is life in a little basketball, and it's going to continue to be a little basketball. We'll get to that, but the life shit has just been.
We'll be working our way closer into actual basketball season, so there will be more basketball talk. So,
well, we could talk a little bit about the basketball, but it's not really going to be like, there's no X's and O's in these conversations, so like, just stay with us.
No, I don't know if you'd want them from us anyhow.
So, I know you and I talk, like, so me and, if you had the ability to see me and Sheehan's text message thread, every day I send him a tweet that I see. That bothers the fuck out of me. And it could be anything from anyone.
It's like clockwork.
But it's usually in the AAU world, you know, college world, college basketball world, high school basketball world. And it's just hard to just sit there and just be like, man, like, no, I won't talk about it. No. It's just like, this is what this is for, right? This is what this platform
is
for.
Yeah, I've told Brendan multiple times, again, he does usually send me something along the lines of some sort of tweet that is just like neither of us can stand it. And I would say most of our listeners are self-aware enough to hate it as well. But I always tell him like he needs to just start a burner account and just start hammering these people.
My draft.
So if any of you see replies from Southeast Finest 69 on Twitter, that's most likely Brendan.
You should see my personal Twitter drafts.
It's unbelievable.
Probably. So long. So long.
It's unbelievable.
I have so many draft tweets I just never press send.
I wish you would. But again, it's like not that either of us actually could because we would hurt ourselves financially. But it's one of those things. Oh, God, you just wish you could say something. It's like, see something, say something.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we can't say
something. More so, it's the kids these days. I want to go back to it.
Gosh darn kids these days.
The word family.
Hashtag. So,
we use it a lot. RIB family. Been doing it for a long time now. Honestly, part of me like thought about getting rid of it after a while.
Yeah, we use it as a variant too. Like our thing is like, it's family, faith, basketball. So, you know, I understand a ton of people use it. A lot of people use it who shouldn't use it. Mm-mm. For instance, you and I just met today.
Yep.
Maybe we hang out maybe we have a mutual friend.
Yeah.
Right? We're hanging out for the day. Hey, man, we had a nice time. And then I'm like, all right, fam. That's my family. You're not my family.
Nope.
I don't even know you.
Nope.
By the end of the day, I may have forgotten your name.
Right.
I don't know you. So, and I think what we're trying to get at here is there's a lot of people right now who are hashtag family of something that they're just joining or something that they're truly not a part of.
Right.
And I can't stand that.
You don't have to be blood related. That's not what I'm saying.
Right. Like, I would say you and I are very close. We're family.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I would say that about all of my best friends, right? All of my friends, like, we're family. I would not say that about someone I met last week, though.
Hmm. Or I would not say that if I played in an AAU tournament with somebody for a weekend.
That's correct. If I played three games with a program, I am not going to send something out and say, that's family, hashtag family.
Right.
Because we, you know, and maybe we did well, hashtag family. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Maybe you should put hashtag adopted.
Yeah.
Because that's the only time you're going to be playing with those guys.
Yeah, I just think
if you're with them. Now, I will say this. If you're with a program for...
Well, I've seen it.
For 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably family with those kids, especially if it's all the same kids. Like you had all those guys that we always mention,
mm-hmm.
J-Lo, Aiden, that whole class. Like those guys were family. Like those guys are best friends.
Right.
Like that's Rise Above family. Like that's the class that kind of put Rise Above on the map.
And it's not necessarily...
That's family.
Yeah. And I'm not really talking about like us in general. I'm talking about just actually like people who say it and go out of their way to say it and believe it. It's nuts. So like I've seen people that will say it.
Yeah, I don't mind people saying it, but
and then they're gone.
Don't be just disingenuous.
And then they leave.
Right. Yeah, and they're never heard from again with that particular program.
So then what happened?
I thought we were family.
You abandoned your family.
Abandoned them. See you later.
I just think that's nuts. I think it's just that it's used way too much. It's
overused.
It's overused. It's become like that, like the whole like culture. In the every basketball program now, whether it's high school, college, or AAU.
Hey, and hand raised. We do it at Zavarian as well.
Yeah, you're a big hand-raised culture guy.
I'm a huge culture guy. At my office, at my actual full-time job,
yeah.
I am the head of culture. So I am a huge culture guy, huge team guy, as we all are here.
Yeah.
But I don't push it down people's throats, though.
No.
And I never will. I don't want our kids to do it. It's like... I think the misconception about culture is like you don't need to show it off. Culture is what's within your program or within your team.
Right.
You don't need to show other people your culture. That means the culture is probably not very good.
Right.
If you need to outwardly, like anything, like if you need to outwardly show something, probably not. Doesn't mean that much or it's not that good.
Right. But I mean, speaking of which, like if we're on the conversation of family, an appropriate way to use family would be Timmy doesn't make an AAU team. His dad goes and starts an AAU program. Now that's family.
That's family. That's, that's legitimately family.
Can we please stop doing this public?
That's one of...
If you're a dad and you're listening to this and you are that person, take a look in the mirror and just ask yourself.
That's one of the funniest things you've maybe said on this podcast. And I'm holding back laughter because that's when I was playing AAU, and we're right around the same age. Well, when I was playing AAU, there were 5 AAU teams in Massachusetts that you wanted to play for. I played for Mass Premier. There was the Bay State Magic, which is out of the South Shore of this area. There was Middlesex was a team, BABC. And Central Mass had a team called the CMAC Hawks. That was it. We played the same teams every weekend.
Right.
It was always those teams. And then, there were a few other teams that were smaller, but they were dog shit. So you didn't really, it was like there were 5 programs. There are now, and you would know better than I would, but, I see, my kids play for different teams and whatnot. There's got to be 250 programs just in the South Shore.
Dude.
Just in southeastern Massachusetts, there's got to be 200
programs there.
Well, no, there's 250 teams.
It's every day.
In southeastern Mass.
Every day.
And I think that's every sport. Here's the problem, though. We just see it in basketball. I think it's every sport.
A kid will like not make a team or something, and then that parent will be so upset that they didn't make whatever team it was that they'll go around and try to convince all these other people to go and go play for the Boston Bottle Rockets that this dad fucking
right.
just made
and
up.
And I'll also say this. There were no B and C teams when we were playing.
No.
If you didn't make the A team, you're not playing basketball this spring and summer, son. Enjoy the pool.
Right. And listen, at this point, I'm not against actually the more kids are playing hoop, so I'm not against it.
But not every kid is an A team player, and not every, kid deserves to play against A team competition. That's fax machine.
Oh my God, so huge fax.
I mean, huge. You can hear the fax machine in the back.
Oh my God, you kidding me? Yeah.
And here's the problem: is they play in these tournaments and they are trying to play against A team competition. And they just get pummeled. Like, that's worse for the kids.
And or the opposite. Or they play in
right,
the crazy division. They win, and that dad thinks he's John Wooden.
Hashtag family.
You know what I mean? Hashtag right. my son.
T-shirt time.
Yeah.
Hashtag
t-shirt time is right.
Here's another thing I'm going to say. And I'm going to end it on the AAU stuff right now. But, like, obviously, we're a couple of weeks back in. And there's plenty I can already talk about, to be honest with you. But you brought up the point about like a dad coaching. There's some programs or guys, adults, that coach like upwards of like 10 to 15 teams by themselves in a weekend.
I don't know how they do it.
Hey, that I would rather work in the coal mine than do that.
And get...
The black lung pops. I'm not even kidding. I come home after coaching one team.
And that's three games, maybe
and
five.
Someone will ask me if I want to do something. Nope.
Toast.
Nope. No. Not only am I not doing something that day, don't call me on Monday. To coach like 10 to 15 teams.
Nuts. To coach more than three. I think three is like the limit.
Yeah.
To coach more than three, and that's, you know, maybe upwards of 9 to 12 games in a weekend, you are not going to be good for a third of those games. You are not going to be...
Two's the most you can do.
Like, it's...
Yeah, 1,000%. Unless you have somebody
drained after a high school game. I mean, drained.
Well, it's because of how we coach, too. We're invested. Well,
we're into it, yeah, and we're up and down. We're emotional, and that's fine. But, like, I'm drained.
Drained.
After a game.
No, I know. Same way.
Like the kids on my team would be like, Coach, you all right? I'm like, I'm just drained, guys.
Done. Especially drained. If, yeah.
And I'm not, we're not playing. We're not running.
No.
It's not physically drained. It's mentally drained. And I think people know what mentally drained is just from their full-time jobs or whatever it is they're doing. There's obviously a complete difference between physically and mentally drained. Sometimes mentally drained is worse because you're toast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, physically drained, grab a Gatorade, take a nap and you're going to be all right. Like if you're mentally drained, you can be mentally drained, like you said, for
36 hours.
For 2 days.
Right. We're gonna end it with a slight basketball conversation about a couple of things that are going on in the league right now. One is our guy Kyrie, who just got the notice that he's not going to be allowed to play in the NBA unless he gets fully vaccinated. Right.
I really liked Kyrie for a while there. Like when he was on the Cavs, he was awesome. I can't stand that fucking dude now.
I don't. And I can't stand him. I have no. Has I'm not.
I think
gonna,
he's.
I'm not gonna
a, he's
talk
a Hall of Fame basketball player. He's a great. I can't fucking stand him.
I'm not going to talk about the vaccination part of
no.
it because it's like everyone has their opinions, and I respect right. anybody's opinions on it. But like he's just. I feel like it would. It doesn't matter if it's the vaccination or if it's fucking anything with him. It's just
right.
like
it's everything with him. It's not it's not just anything. It's everything.
Yeah.
At what point?
I think he's actually happy right now. I think he wants
psyched.
To retire. I think.
I think you're right.
I don't think he actually likes. I think he likes basketball. I don't think
no,
he likes.
I think
being,
he wants to become like a social activist and just
yeah.
be like, I was a basketball player.
Yeah. I don't think. I think he's totally content with not playing basketball anymore.
And I, you know, want to know why? Because he has a title, and he's like, you know what? I've got a title.
Yeah.
A lot of you guys don't.
A lot of money.
I got a lot of money. I'm a gold medalist. Yep. I've done a lot of things that 99% of you won't ever do.
Right.
I'm good. I got a lot of money. My shoe is the top selling shoe.
Right.
Sucks for his Nets teammates. He's leaving them out.
I'll tell you what. I think they're probably. I think they're probably all set with him too.
You got it.
That's why. I
think KD's
fine. We just.
I think KD's like, God, what a mistake.
Yeah.
Teaming up with this guy. I bet. I think KD's like. I'll tell you. I don't know if you guys have been watching any of the preseason and the summer league and stuff. You know, I'll always flip it on because there's not much else on. Like the dude Cam Thomas that they have, the guard, the rookie. He can go. Like really go. And I mean go and get you like 20 without an issue.
They got Patty Mills perfect. Too, and then
that's all they don't need Durant, anybody right? else. They don't need Kyrie. They don't need him.
I'm not worried.
I think they're like, okay, what
spoil the riches.
We're good. Yeah, we're good. Wash our hands of that.
So you got that, and then you also have there was a number of former NBA players that were producing false documents that...
Oh, this was amazing. Yeah, they were falsifying healthcare benefit paperwork. For those who haven't seen the news. They were falsifying healthcare benefit paperwork to the NBA Players Union so they could get money paid out to them for that. Because, you know, if you play... I think it's if you play in the league for...
So it's like
5 years? 3 years, maybe?
The NFL is three.
Yeah, well, much more difficult. You know, the NFL, you could get knocked out in a day. Five. But I think the NBA is probably 3 to 5, and then you're officially on the pension benefits program. And they were just false. Some of the names on there, I was like, yeah, okay, that sounds about right. You know, like Sebastian Telfair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm so shocked.
Well, we're going to benefit a ton from it, us. Because...
get some guests, maybe.
Well, potentially some of those guests we could have on.
Well, no, we're going to creep up in the rankings now that the Knuckleheads podcast is probably going to take a hit from
that's
that.
That's a great. I know Darius Miles. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Because of that, like he's making a ton of money. That podcast is super popular.
Not as good as ours, but.
Well, you know, not as popular as I thought. But the one guy I was super surprised about was him and then obviously Tony Allen.
Yeah,
who had a tremendous career, NBA champion, and had when he was in Memphis, he's like he has his number retired, I think, in Memphis.
I know somebody that worked for the Celtics organization, and this person had to like go and run errands for the guys before the games,
okay,
and, you know, go to the store or whatever.
Yeah,
and this person used to buy Tony Allen like Red Bulls before the games all the time.
Sounds about right.
But he would buy it with his own money. So Tony Allen would be like, hey, can you go get me like 2 Red Bulls or 3 Red Bulls?
He wouldn't give him the $10 for it?
Every game. So by the time like the end of the season
kid
came along, like Pierce,
kid was in
Pierce would give like this kid like a huge tip. Garnett gave this kid a huge tip. And Tony Allen didn't give him a cent. He's bought Tony Allen Red Bulls all season on his own dime.
82 games. Again, a lot of those names, I was like, yeah, okay, sounds about right. But a few, like... I was surprised by him. I was surprised by Darius Miles. And I think that was really it. I think the rest I was like, yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
Like even Big Baby, I was like, yeah.
He's got his own deal of trouble.
Yeah, I was like, sounds about right.
Yeah.
You know, here's a funny Big Baby story. So when I was in fifth grade, I went to my AU team. Again, we were one of six to go along with what we were talking about earlier.
Yep.
We qualified for the... AU Nationals. So, and the way you had to do that back then is you had to win the Super Regional Tournament or place in the state tournament. And we finished in third. So we ended up, you know, getting invited so we could go. So it was down in Orlando. It was at the Milk House, the Disney Milk House where they do all that stuff now. We were done with our games and, you know, we were in fifth grade, so they weren't playing our games in the Milk House. We were at like local venues, high schools, you know, there are actually a couple of churches that have like some of the nicest gyms I've ever seen. We end up finishing our games. We go like, hey, you know, let's go to the Milk House and watch a bunch of games. And this is when a lot of the coaches would go. So like, I have pictures with like Boeheim, Roy Williams, like Coach K. Like I have photos of these guys cause they'd just be walking the hallways. Cause all these games would be playing, all these kids would be playing. And I just got to see Big Baby play against Josh McRoberts, who, you know, went to Duke, had a really good career at Duke. He was awesome in high school. And Big Baby was, you know, 6'5", 6'6". You know, at that point, he was like 3-something, probably 3 bills. And he scored every single possession of the first half. Josh McRoberts, who was like the number three recruit in the country, was guarding him. Couldn't guard him. They're up like 15-20 in the first half. Big Baby played 3 minutes in the second half because he couldn't get up and down anymore. They lost the game by 15.
People have no idea how good NBA players are.
No clue. I look at that book, so I still have the, like, they had like a roster book, you know, like the recruiting packets, but it was like a legitimate book. And I look at the rosters, and there's probably 15 NBA players in there that I was watching as a, you know, and that's why all those coaches were there.
Yeah.
I was just like, but like, it was just funny. Like, Big Baby was just horrifically out of shape, but he was so big and so talented.
Yeah. He was probably scoring in multiple ways.
Yeah, like, you know, one dribble, spin move, dunk, like body somebody, lay up and one, like pull up jumper from 15 feet,
right,
bang.
Right. Yeah.
And like the best, one of the best players in the country for high school at that time couldn't guard him. Could not guard him. They ended up losing the game by 15. Couldn't play in the second half. He was gassed. He needed like the oxygen tank that they have like in the NFL and like, you know, the NBA even.
So first episode back, we wanted to make sure that this was we have no idea what we're walking in here talking about. We just let it rip.
We have no idea what we're doing, quite frankly.
we definitely don't. We should probably get a handle on that. But we're excited about what's to come for the season two. We definitely have a better grasp on what we're actually doing.
Yep.
How to use these mics.
Yeah.
We set up the podcast pretty quickly today.
Yeah, to be honest.
Took, what, 26 minutes?
Well, you tell me, because you said you sent us a text. You're like,
yeah,
I think I got it.
Yeah.
We showed up. Yeah. He didn't have it. But he's close.
Close.
And that's better than usual.
We have some cool guests lined up for this season. But I'm excited. I'm happy to be back.
Happy to be back. Great to have all three of us here. So please, thank you for listening. Please continue to subscribe. Tell your friends about it. Pass it on. Have them listen and have them rate and review.
Don't unfollow us on Instagram.
Don't unfollow us on Instagram. Like, we'll make sure, like, we probably don't follow you, but don't unfollow. Like, we're a good follow.
Don't unfollow us.
Don't unfollow us. We're going to start putting out some better content on there because we're back in season. Twitter is always great. Brendan does a great job with that. So, again, please follow us there. Please subscribe. Again, pass it along. And, you know, thank you for being a friend.
Peace out, Rabbit.